all through here. And but it was for tonight. I don't know how long. I don't know how short. And really, that's not relevant. But I want somebody to give. I want God to give somebody something revelatory. It's always good to learn something on a Bible study night. And I'd like for God to inspire someone. Amen. And so that we can make a difference. So let's go for it. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 39. Now, here's what I want to do. It is Bible study night, so we're going to go through the Bible. Appreciate your honor and respect for the Word of God. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now, and then we'll be seated and we'll go through the Scriptures. Amen. Jesus, we love when we lift and praise you right now. And we ask you, Holy Ghost, to bless every individual in the house of God this evening. Every individual. Lord, that they're touched, blessed, and that they're ministered to. And that, Lord, we obtain something. In order for that to happen, Lord, I humbly seek your favor for and blessing upon my teaching and my reaching here tonight. Lord, we're all feeble folk, and we need you so desperately, God, to accomplish whatever it is that you wish to accomplish in our personal lives this evening. We ask you, Master, to move by your Spirit. We've already felt your hand of anointing. We have felt the glory of God. And for that, we give you praise and we give you honor. God richly bless you as you're seated just now. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 39. Now, here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about crowds for the saving. Crowds for the saving. And they'll flash that up. I'm getting a little ahead of myself for them, I know. But we are going into a direction that I once felt in a church that I preached in as an evangelist. What I said totally blew their minds. And back in the day when she and I were on the road, incidentally, wasn't it good to have Sister Marshman on the platform tonight? Praise God. She always knows we're just like that. And Cody's there. Brother Huntley said the anointing from her is falling on him. And that saturation of anointing is flowing through him as well. And I love how they're able to feel the service and the songs are in that one accord with all. We don't tell them we're singing this song and this song and then this song. We don't do that. Amen. Because I believe if the Lord can direct me, he can direct them. And it has always worked. It's always come together and culminated. Amen. And there's never been confusion about that. But I believe that the crowds are coming. I can't help it. I cannot help it. I don't know how it's going to transpire. I don't know how it's going to happen. I do know that we had a pastor with us this past weekend that sat in our assembly. He and his wife, several children. I went to meet. I had no idea who he was, what their names were, or what kind of position, wherever they were, whatever. They were just visitors to me. That's all I knew. And I met them. And she said that this is what we've been looking for. This is what my family needs. And they both said, we will be back. And so, pastor of what? Preacher where? What's going on? I don't have a clue. And I don't really want to know. But here's what I want to do. And here's what I want you to do with me. And that is, I want us all to be prepared because they're coming. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. They're coming. And they're not coming so we can gloat and say, we have a big church or we have a big number. They're coming because they're hurting. They're coming because their souls are aching. Amen. And it's not about you. It's not about me and about what we can accomplish and what we have bragging rights. It's about them coming and we ministering to them and helping them and being a blessing and a strength to them. I really, truly want the anointing to break the yoke. I do not want to be a part of the yoke. Amen. I'm glad that people come from everywhere and have abilities to do everything, but nothing, no person or anybody is moving me anywhere from where the direction that God is giving me. In the future, every one of us will be used of God one way or another. Amen. Just make sure you're not trying to wiggle it and make it to be your way and not God's way. Let's just let God have His way. I wonder if we could develop a mentality here tonight in Bible study that simply says, Holy Ghost, not my will, but thy will be done. If that's truly your spirit, then why don't we just clamp our eyes oyster tight and lift up our hands and just give it all to Jesus and say, Lord, the direction you have for me, the thing you want me to do, I pray it in Jesus. Let it flow in harmony and let the doors open according to your perfect will and your perfect way. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Amen. Because the crowds are coming. I stood in a man's pulpit. And it's a great church. It's a great church today. It's a large church. Amen. With the balcony and all this jazz and people everywhere. And I stood and we were in revival and people were receiving the Holy Ghost. We were baptizing folks every night. I prayed. A man came to the altar and stood right over here in this area in that church. I reached over, laid hands on him, prayed for just a few moments. He began to speak in tongues. We always say he began to speak in tongues like a Chinaman. I don't know if it's Chinese or what it was. But he began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave another. The whole church went nuts. They went crazy. Amen. And finally, I went over and asked the pastor, I said, what's the deal? Why did they get so excited about this guy getting the Holy Ghost? And the pastor said he's only been seeking the Holy Ghost for 20 years. And the Lord took care of that in 2 minutes. And then the Spirit of the Lord spoke. I was in his pulpit. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, it will not be many days hence. I'm telling you right now, God is doing great things in this revival. But there's one coming right after me. Amen. And I said, I don't know who it is or what the deal is or what. I said, but I'm telling you what I see in the Holy Ghost. I see people receiving the Spirit of God at the altar. I see them receiving the Holy Ghost in the middle of the air. There were pews then in the middle of the pews. I see people receiving the Holy Ghost in the balcony and the hallways. And thank the Lord, a few of them rallied with me and got excited with me. And I said, it doesn't matter whether you get excited about it or not. What the Lord hath said, the Lord hath said. And what thus saith the Lord shall be done. We closed revival and I was down the road somewhere. Amen. Just a couple of weeks later, and someone gave me a call from that place and they told me, Brother Marshburn, you can't believe it. They said, we had church service last night and people were receiving the Holy Ghost at the altar. They were receiving it between the pews. They were getting the Holy Ghost in the balcony and in the foyers. And I said, that's God. Hallelujah. Here's what I'm telling Landmark right here, right now. What God has done for someone else, He will do for us. Because we're just as apostolic as they are. And I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's Bible study night. But could you express a little bit of faith with me right now and believe God with me that the crowd is coming? And they're coming. They're not coming for our pizza. They're not coming for our beast feast. They're not just coming for our cake and ice cream. They are coming for the truth. They're coming for the gospel. They're coming for the anointing that will break their yokes and tear down their strongholds. Amen. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say they're coming. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 39. Let's walk through this for just a few moments. Amen. Now, when they heard this, this is the crowd, okay? 17 different languages, 17 different countries represented here. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. That means they felt godly conviction. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Amen. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Three very distinct, very different experiences. You don't get all these three when you just simply say, Jesus, I believe in you now. And they're finding that out. They're figuring that out. We had a visitor here this past Sunday, different individuals. They came and told me and let me know that I had a brother here, and I've been in a debate with my brother about the truth, about baptism, about repentance, about one God. And they said, Pastor, you got into something there and you explained it so simple a child could understand it. And they said, there is no way that they do not believe in that now. They're coming. They're coming. They're wondering about it. They're thinking about it. Hello? Amen. And one of the very things that we cannot allow to hinder us is for us to all of a sudden put our lives in reverse or rewind and go back to what we were before. Now, I'm your pastor, and I'm going to talk to you for just a few moments. I've seen that look on some faces. Amen. And I don't like it. I know God don't like it. Amen. We're preaching, we're worshiping, we're running the aisles, and you got that little sullen, solid, that little sad sack look on your, hey, it ain't nothing that the fire of the Holy Ghost can't burn off at an altar. And then you get up and you leave it there. Amen. Some of you need a good dose of confidence in yourself. You need a good dose of the fact that God can do anything with you He wants to do. Amen. You ain't no less than anybody else around here. And the ground is level at the base of the cross. The fact that you're so incompetent is wreaking havoc on family. It's wreaking havoc in your mind and in your spirit. Hallelujah. It don't matter how big, little, tall, small. It don't matter how old, how young you are. You get up and let God do something in your life. You just get your mind on Jesus. He can save you. He can save your family. Nobody's messing with you except your mind. And so sometimes we need a development of the Spirit of God to sweep in and to wash away all that crud that we grew up in, or that we adapted to in high school, or that we got afflicted and addicted with out there in the world. Hello? We need to shed this world like snake skin. Amen. Don't you put your life in rewind when the Holy Ghost needs you more now than He's ever needed you before. You cannot afford to go back. This church can't afford you to go back. And the Holy Ghost can't afford you to go back. They're coming. They're coming. Some of them are going to be just like you were. They're going to be just like I was. And your testimony is going to be the very thing that will solidify them and keep them. I'm telling you, we're looking at a day that most every family in this church will have somebody that they're mentoring. Somebody that they're caring for. Amen. Please, don't let Brother Yont stand up here and talk till he's blue in the face about home Bible study and you not even give it a thought. Hello? Amen. People aren't going to be saved just because you look good. They're not going to be saved because I dress right. They're not going to be saved because I preach good, or if I do. They're not going to be saved because someone sings good. Amen. They're going to be saved because somebody in this house loves their guts. and cares about them, has passion for them, and will spend a little bit of time with them. And home Bible study, the Word of God, that opens it up for both of us to get on the right and the same page. Hello? Don't give me that dead look. Amen. My preacher years ago used to say, some of you need to worship God. You look like you swallowed a dill pickle sideways. I don't know what that means, but I guess it means sad or whatever. Amen. There's no reason to be sad. You got the greatest thing. Amen. You got the most wonderful thing. You got the most powerful thing. You got things that you never dreamed that you would have. Hello? And so let's get our eyes on those things. Let's get our ears hearing those things. And let's get our spirits feeling after those things. And I trust me now, everything's going to be all right. Why? Because the promise is unto you. It's to your children. It's to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. So I just took you through the plan of salvation, how to be saved. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the crowd looking in on us. Amen. What's happening, sad to say, but I've got to say it because I want you to be aware of it. Sad to say that the church, a lot of churches are looking outside to see where the crowd is and following them. Saying things like, they don't understand our worship. Don't go crazy in the church. They don't understand. Bring a cup of coffee and sit down, drink your coffee. Let me sit in a chair and let me talk about the Word of God. Listen, listen, listen. This thing came in with a fire. When they came out of the upper room, they were drunk. When they came out of the upper room, they were speaking in tongues. Don't you tell me that I've got to put the fire out just to try to have revival. Honey, that ain't revival. That's a backslidden, apostate situation. And if that's what you want, you're in the wrong house. Hallelujah. Because if anything, I want this thing to get more. I want it to get hotter. I want it to get greater. I want it to get stronger. I want it to get mightier. I want it to get louder. I know what it took for me to come into this thing, and I know what it took for you to come into this thing, and it's going to take that same thing to get the world into this thing. Amen. Praise God. And so that's the crowd looking in. What are they doing? They're repenting. What else are they doing? They're baptized in Jesus' name. Really? Oh, what else is happening? They're receiving the Holy Ghost. How do you know? Because they speak in that tongue. Really? Whoa. Seriously? Who's it for? It's for everybody. Everybody. I can. Yes, you can. I'm going. I'm going to go get me some of that. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, if you don't believe it, you better look in the mirror. You did it. And you ain't no different than anybody else. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we came in and we got it. They're going to come in and I'm preaching to a church right now. I am preaching. I'm sorry about that. But I'm just telling you right now, I'm talking to a church that we can have this same crowd again, twice over, next year on a Tuesday night. Help me. You got to help me. Young people, help me. Somebody help me. Somebody walk with me right now in faith. Okay, now second half. I want to take you to a place where we've got to be so that they will know that we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. Will you make that journey with me this evening? Amen. Let's look at Acts chapter 3, and we're going to go through verses 1 through 6, and we'll be done. Amen. Now, Peter and John, they went up. Now, we know that this is where the lame man got healed. This is where the guy sat probably all of his life. He was this way when he was born. And he probably sat there, and his mom and dad sat with him until he was old enough to sit there by himself and just beg for alms. And so he just sat there. We're in the need of a miracle here. And so we need for this miracle to unfold. And right at the very start of this first verse, the Lord has given us instruction on how to fulfill this need. And point number one is simply, they went up how? How did they go up? Together. Now, if you're gonna get to this place, if I'm gonna get to this place, if this church is gonna get to that place, and it is, then we're gonna have to do this with good company. Your mom and dad come to you and say, you shouldn't hang out with her. Well, she's my friend. If your friend is not like that, you don't need her. Because you're going a different direction than that friend. And you need some other friends that'll take you in that direction. Amen? Come on, if your pals on the job aren't taking you there, then you need different pals on the job. Hello? If whatever you're doing, thinking, whatever you're saying, or whatever your spirit is not taking, listen, we need to hang out with good company. We need to hang out with people with like faith. Our hangout, amen. Listen, I'm telling you, praise God. I got to be very careful, because when I say things, the wrong person thinks it's them. And the person I'm trying to reach and minister to just goes home and it's like water on the ducks. Listen, what we've got to do is we can't live in a fantasy world. We can't live in a world of lies. Hello? Just be truthful. Just be righteous. I've taught you what righteousness is. Amen. Hallelujah. It's doing right things. And it's doing things right. Don't just do right things, but do it because you want to do it right. Does that make sense? Amen. Let's live this stuff. And let's be this stuff. Not just in Landmark, but out there in the world. I'm just telling you, because they're coming. And I don't want to be a hindrance. I want to be a help. Praise God. Amen. Peter and John went up together. You got to watch the people that you hang out. Could we go back so I could finish that? So we could be together into the house of God. When? At the hour of power. At the hour of prayer. I'm begging you tonight as your pastor. That's not even scripture. But I'll do whatever I got to do. I'm begging you. If you don't have one, get yourself a prayer life. Don't mess with that. Don't play games with that. If you don't have a prayer life, honey, you are not going to make heaven, and you're certainly not going to be able to take anybody with you, because you ain't going. If I don't have a prayer life, I am not going to make it. Prayer is my only true one-on-one connection with the God that saved my soul. And if I don't stay connected to Him, that means I'm becoming disconnected. And the more I do not pray, the further disconnected I get. Amen. Until I start believing lies, and until I start believing wrong, and until I start believing the elements of the enemy in my mind and the words he's saying. Hello? Let's get reconnected through prayer. Amen. We need good company, and we've got to be on our way to prayer. If we're not praying, we need to be on our way. Am I okay? Because it was a time of prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 2. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried. Here it is. Whom they laid daily at the gate. Now, I could go on and on about the fact. Amen. They're coming, and they're going to be broken. They're going to be lame. They're going to be messed up. We are not to be influenced by them, but we are to pick them up and carry them. Hello? Brother Alex, she may be super foxy fine. Now, don't you come in here the next Sunday with your hair all flipped out everywhere and your collar all flipped up and looking like Elvis or something. Like you're a hunko hunko burning low. Because when she came here, that wasn't what she's looking for. Or if it was, we're going to change her mind. They're broken. And they're bringing that with them. Because that's all they have. Hello? Right? Amen. And if there is someone that does not comprehend this truth, that is in your life, and you're being influenced by them instead of them being influenced by you, we've got a simple case of the blind leading the blind, and both of them are going to fall where? Come on, you Bible study students. They're going to fall. You're going to fall in the ditch. And here's what's going to happen. We're going to carry you. And we're going to carry them. So we got two to carry. But we're going to do it. I don't care. We're going to do it. Listen, I don't care how bad you fall out. You can't fall out of my heart. The moment you stepped through those doors, you became mine. And I got my mind made up that you're going to make it. And I don't care how bad you talk about me. I don't care how bad you talk about her. Just don't let me hear you talk about her. Hello. Amen. Praise God. I'm just saying. Amen. I want everyone here saved. But that's not all. What I'm trying to make you understand and comprehend tonight is that they're coming. And when they get here, they're not coming to influence us. They're coming so we can influence them. They've been everywhere in the world. Amen. What good is it going to do for them to come in here and then you start taking them other places in the world? Hello? Seriously? How deep are we? How mighty and how powerful are we? Amen. You know what the man said? He said, look on us. In other words, look at us. Look what the Lord can do. He took drugs. He took alcohol. He took nastiness and filthiness out of our minds and out of our hearts. And we connected to him in prayer. Amen. Listen, and I'm not at men's conference or anything, but I know what men struggle with. I know what they battle against. But I'm telling you, the only way you're going to stay a distance away from that is through your prayer life and committing yourself to do what the Scripture, what the Holy Ghost is leading you. This is so much more than repentance and baptism and Holy Ghost. Amen. This is how to qualify to be an apostle. Anybody want to be apostolic? Praise God. Amen. And so, all right, let's move along. Amen. Who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask alms. They're asking him for alms and all of that. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him. Now, here's a point. Here it is. Fastening. They're walking to church to pray. The guys right there said, there could have been 100 of those people, you know. But the Bible said that he fastened his eyes on. How many do we pass and don't even see? Because I am in so much pain. I am in so much sorrow. I've been hurt. Somebody said, I don't like chocolate. I love chocolate. In comparison to what they're going through out there, that's exactly how light it is. Why can't we open our eyes and see them? Because they're coming. They're coming. He fastened his eyes on him and he said, look at us. Look on us. look on us. I don't know if you know me or not, but I was that fisherman that would cuss you out. You just crossed me the wrong way. And I'm not trying to be lewd and crude and all that, but he was that fisherman that was out there that half the time didn't even have any clothes on. Just lewd and crude, rude, rough, just nasty. But when he said, look on us, he was saying, I want you to see what God can do. Look at me. I want you to see what the Holy Ghost can do. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Me. He let me repent. He let me be baptized. He healed me too. Look at me. Everything that God gave me, I want to give to you. I don't have what you're looking for. I do not have what you want. But I've got what you need. And I want to give it to you. Does anybody want to do that tonight? Let's stand and raise our hands and worship God. Let's raise our hands and worship God. Amen. 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 He gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I'm given to you. Now, there's this name I've learned about. There's this Savior that I've come in contact with. And so in His name, rise up and walk. Some of you are walking tonight because of Him. Some of you can rise up tonight because of Him. Some of you are triumphant this evening because of Him. The anointing is falling because of Him. And the grace of God has been all around you because of Him. So I wonder tonight, I'm sorry, I've made it what it is, but I felt it in the Holy Ghost today. Could we just come and stand together, you and I, there is peace, close to an altar. And contentment in the Father's house. Could we hear the clarion call of God to open our eyes and fasten our eyes on them? Not to be lured into what they are. Not to be lured into what they think or their religious thoughts, or not to be persuaded into a weaker way, but through the love of Almighty God to share with them the rest of the story and what they need. They're coming. Somebody tell Him, I will. I will.
Push away.
I will.
From the table.
I will.
Look out through
Holy Ghost,
the
I will.
Window panes.
Jesus' name.
Just beyond this house of plenty
lies a field of golden grain.
And it's ripe.
Yeah.
Unto harvest.
Yes.
But the reapers, where are they?
Where are they?
In the house.
In the house.
Oh, can the children?
Yes.
Hear the Father sadly say,
oh,
my house is full. Oh, but my field, it is empty.
Who will go and work
for me today?
My children
want to sit around my table, but no one wants to work in my field.
No one
will go and work in my field.
If we could do in the amount of time what we have already done through the Holy Ghost, what could we do in the future with what we have now? Let's take the torch and take the light, take the fire, and be prepared. Be ready. Pray over it. Believe God with it. Lord, instruct me. God, give me wisdom. Lord, give me inspiration. Give me information. Whatever I can do, because they're coming and we don't want to lose one of them at any time. Amen. Landmark, listen. You don't know how much I love you. You'll never know. Amen. But I do. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' wonderful name. Let's have revival till Jesus comes.